Joining us in studio right now is Dan Dockstetter, but being Senator Dan Dockstetter this morning, President of the Wyoming State Senate, and a summary report on what's been going on over the course of the summer with the legislative work. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. People don't realize that once we close the session out, then the work begins for the next year immediately. And we have committees meeting throughout the state all summer long, all fall long. For example, yesterday I blitzed down to Rock Springs real quick to check in with the Transportation Committee, talk to them about a few matters, testify on one of their pieces of legislation that's coming up in November. But the work never really slows down, and that's probably something that those who run for the legislature don't realize, that when they get in there, should they win their election, that it's far more work than they ever imagined. And we did. We went through a few changes this past election. The primary decides who's serving in the legislature, with very few exceptions, and we had a few changes. One of the big changes in the Senate is the Senate Appropriations Chair lost his election by about 200 or 300 votes. Now here's the concern. Now everybody's allowed to be involved in the process and get elected, but what he knows as a CPA and as an attorney, and with 15 to 17 years of service in the legislature, doesn't get replaced overnight. So suddenly we're gathering together as a group, some of the key leaders in the Senate, saying, well, what do we do to make sure that appropriations work continues as best we can, uninterrupted, and tap into people who understand the process? To serve on appropriations is a big honor. Very few people get to do it, so we have a limited pool of those who have served there. Appropriations oversees all the spending in the state, everything that goes on, and its work goes on continually throughout the summer as they meet with state agencies. And this fall, they will start a series of meetings where each agency comes in and presents their budget, the same budget that they presented to the governor for approval. That still has to go through the legislature. But we have to find a new appropriations chair. Now, my term as Senate president ends at the end of the year. Presidents serve 2 years, and then you move on. The majority floor leader moves up into the presidency traditionally. And so we've been discussing it, the incoming leadership and myself, as to who will chair that appropriations committee. First of all, they have to be knowledgeable. They have to understand budgets. They have to know the details of each and every state agency, so we have to tap into someone who has the experience to do that. Let's just take a look at what the Appropriations Committee works on. And we don't have time this morning to go over all the committee's interim work, but I'll take, for example, some of the heavy lifters. Appropriations, state employee compensation. We're starting to lose employees to the private sector, and it's happening repetitively throughout all the state agencies. They can go out to the private sector and make more and have more benefits in the private sector than if they were working for the state. That's difficult, because we'll take someone who's well-trained and doing well with their state agency, and then they're pulled away by the private sector, and it's hard to replace them. So they've been going over state employee compensation. Is it enough? Are we competitive with the marketplace out there so that we can keep good people running the state of Wyoming? Enterprise technology, another issue they've been going over. How do we tie in all the computers across the state and make sure everything flows so that there's no breaks in the system? And they've been going over that. They've been going over the state loan programs. For example, here in Star Valley, loan programs have been given out to the municipalities here. Are they fair? Are they equitable? They've been going over that. They've been trying to streamline school capital construction, because if you notice, we don't have the big coal account anymore that's going to build schools. We have two construction projects going on in Star Valley now to accommodate more classroom space in Osmond and Afton. Well, we can tap into past money to do that, but future money, how will we fund that school construction? They're going to go over the Gaming Commission, how we handle all that. They're going to review all the statutory reports that they have for every single state agency. They prepare a fiscal data book. That's just one committee. The workload is intense. I've had an opportunity to serve on that committee two different times. And you're not allowed to serve on any other committee if you serve on that committee, because appropriations will just own your life. let me just look at some of the other state agencies, or some of the other committees that are taking a heavy lift. Labor and Social Services, they're looking at behavioral health. Our mental health facilities across the state are being strained beyond anything what we'd imagine. People are having mental health problems, and we've got to find a way to make sure that we have adequate facilities to help them. Maternal health, improving pregnancy outcomes for mothers and babies across the state, and all the talk of abortion, we still have to make sure that we're doing well by the babies that are born, and do we have adequate facilities and healthcare programs for them. We're talking about organ donations and labor and health. We're talking about aging facilities, aging programs. People are starting to age out across the state. Do we have adequate programs for them? Minerals, business, and economic development, all of the energy issues. They've been dealing with all of the energy issues. You hear a lot of talk about nuclear, but by the way, folks, we're still doing oil and gas. We're dealing with hydrogen now. We're dealing with carbon sequestration. That committee has become a heavy lift committee almost overnight because of the new forms of energy that are coming. I've been trying to track this committee because as I move out of the presidency, I would like to work with this committee based on what we have going on in Southwest Wyoming. They have to deal with the Industrial Siting Act. For example, we move into a community with energy related services. Can that community adequately provide for any new industry? Case in point, Kemmer. Some 1,200 workers will come in the construction phase, another 250 in the nuclear phase in the years to come. Have we got those communities set up? I'm just touching a few of the highlights. Judiciary, another heavy lift. They're going to review all the recent court opinions. We tap into a lot of attorneys on this committee. They're going to review all the recent court opinions in Wyoming and see where we need to make statute changes. They're going to deal with the treatment courts, the substance abuse courts. They're going to deal with all the judicial branches across the state. That's just judiciary. Let me find another revenue. Guess what's number one on their list? Property taxes. So all this summer we've been going over property tax proposals. Representative Simpson and I have made trips back and forth across the state, meeting with the revenue department and also zooming in the co-chairs of revenue to say we've got these property tax proposals that we see as improvements, but we would like to run them through the committee because if we get committee support, they're probably about 70 to 80% approval coming at that level that we'll get them passed on the floor of the House and the Senate. Revenue's trying to deal with the picture for education funding now, and just this past week a lawsuit was launched by the Wyoming Education Association saying we're not adequately funding teachers across the state, so that will probably factor into that committee's work in addition to the leadership's work. Revenue is going to work on the Gaming Commission, how we deal with gaming laws in the state. They're going to deal with the Suicide Lifeline funding because we have, as we know, we have a lot of suicides in the state, trying to make sure that service is there. Education, we mentioned that. In addition to what we're having trouble with, in addition to keeping state agencies filled, we're having challenges with recruiting enough school district personnel across the state. We're doing pretty well over on the west side of the state. Our biggest issue over here is to make sure that we can put in affordable housing, but across the state, some school districts will just be short because people are not choosing education for a career. They're choosing other jobs that will provide them with more income along the way. So we're looking at education programs we're looking at hiring teachers. We're looking at education programs for primary grades. All of that going on across the state. Education governance, school choice, that's being brought up by the Education Committee. A lot going on. I don't know where you want to go with this, Duke, but that's just a very skim over the top aerial view of what we're dealing with in the legislature. There's pages and pages of what we call interim topics with each committee, and that's just the main committees. And there's all these side committees, natural resources, water, all of that have their work to do, too. It's a big process. It's far more than people realize. And one of the things I've gotten a kick out over the years is I've watched people come and go in the legislature as they are just overwhelmed at the workload, if they take it seriously. It's not just, perhaps it's not just like the old days where they slip on a jacket or a nice dress, go in, grab a foam cup of coffee and make the rounds and socialize. It's heavy work if you're going to do the job right. It's a heavy workload. A lot of research, a lot of interviews with state agencies, with people. We invite people from across the state to become involved in the process, and they do. They travel to Cheyenne, and one thing that's nice with all the new Zoom technology is we're seeing a lot of people joining the legislative process by Zoom, especially during the winter months, and that's how they come in and testify for a bill or against a bill, that type of thing. Where do we go from here?
Wyoming Senate President Dan Doxeter in studio. That's a great summary, Dan. Appreciate that. To conclude here, the only question I have is, you mentioned how your term as president ends at the end of the year. So what's next for you? Obviously, you still complete your term as a senator, but what else?
Then I step back in, and I'm still a senator for two more years. I've asked to work with minerals and economic development because there's so much of that on our side of the state, in the southwestern part of the state. I've asked to do that because a lot of my work involves the Kemmer, Diamondville, South Lincoln County area, and I want to keep working with that, so we'll go there. And then I serve two more years, and I guess this is a very early announcement. Then I'll throw my hat in for another 4 years to really concentrate on the changing mineral industry. I travel to a lot of meetings at my own time and expense, both for the legislature and for my work with Lower Valley Energy, to make sure I'm on top of what's happening with the energy sector. There are so many new things that are happening regarding energy. When you talk nuclear, wait a minute. It's micronuclear now, beyond what's happening in Kemmer. They're talking micronuclear, where they have small components. They can move into an area and power up a community with a micronuclear unit that sits on the back of a truck. We're dealing with that. We're dealing with hydro energy. We're dealing with hydrogen as a resource, the complementary resource to natural gas. In that energy sector and that energy picture is changing so fast that I want to be a part of it. So I tend everything that I can, both in Wyoming and across the country, at my own time and expense, just so that I make sure that I'm on top of it and that we keep Wyoming right in the forefront of what's happening. Because if we don't, some other state will pick it up. I was in a meeting in Louisiana. We were talking all the various new everything from hydrogen to, you name it, nuclear and all that. And Louisiana said, well, we already got this, we already got that. And I turned to my fellow legislator, Larson from over Fremont County, and I says, and we got to play catch up with this, and we do. And that's where I'm going to be, is throwing myself into that area, because if we have a strong energy sector, guess what? We have a strong financial picture. If you want to destroy the economy of the state or the nation, you start messing with that mineral picture, you start shutting things down or putting more regulations on it, that'll have a ripple effect all through the economy, and I don't know that we'll ever catch up. We have to have a strong energy picture in Wyoming, and we have to be right out in the forefront of it, and that's going to be my passion for the next few years.
Wyoming Senate President Dan Doxeter, thanks so much.